This is Wade Bransky with the Chief Organizer's Report, Life and Learning on the Farm in Paraguay. When talking to Martin Burt of Fundación Paraguaya, it doesn't take long before he brings up the subject of agricultural high schools. Only an hour outside the capital, the organizers formed a delegation committed to a visit one afternoon. Arriving, we came to grip with the backstory behind the school. The building, for the most part, had been built more than 50 years ago. The facility was originally owned and developed by the Franciscan Order of the Catholic Church, the same order where Pope Francis had served in the neighboring company of Argentina. They gave up the schools and property to the LaSalle Christian Brothers when they couldn't make a go of it as the 20th century ended. Around 2005, the brothers pulled the plug as well, unable to balance the books on the operation. The brothers then arranged to give the schools to various nonprofits in Paraguay, and the Fundación ended up with the school and all of its buildings on 153 acres of property in Cerrito, which is now named the San Francisco Agricultural High School. There are more than 150 students in a three-year high school program, with 70% now boys and 30% girls, though originally all boys until recent years. The students graduate with two high school diplomas, one as an agricultural livestock technician and the other as a hotel and tourism technician. Students work and study in shifts by semester. One group begins the day in the fields with a hotel and kitchen operation and studies in the afternoon. The other group begins in the classroom and then after lunch hits the books. Our two guys included one teacher and one former student. There are over 100 applicants for places at the boarding school each year, and they select about 60 students. Tuition is 2.5 million granadis, or about $430 U.S., almost the same as the monthly minimum wage, so not for everyone, certainly. Surprisingly, most of the applicants are city dwellers, they were told us. They explained that in the first year, a student does a little of everything on the property and then elects to concentrate during the second year. To graduate, their senior project involves making a business plan based on their interest. The hotel operation is popular with other NGOs here and abroad, hosting conferences and meetings, and provides, according to the Fundación's annual report, about 25% of the income that supports the school. The staff is largely the students, of course, as is the kitchen, as part of the mission of the school to learn by doing. Our lunch was excellent. The agricultural operation is organic and includes not only standard truck farm row crops, but also a stand of eucalyptus trees that will be harvested and sold for firewood by 2024. The livestock and animals raised is extensive. It includes chickens, goats, cattle, rabbits, pigs, and bees, all tended by the students, of course. The other big money maker is their cheese production operation, which is a marvel to many of us and sold widely to some high-end operations in the country under their brand. The Fundación and the school tout the fact that all of these things have made the school and its operations self-sufficient for the last several years. Though we were impressed by the scale and scope, that claim may be harder to sustain since the land and buildings came free and much of the expansion of the facilities and new features came from external grant capital. The vast majority of the labor is free, coming from the students, and the hotel is a significant contributor to the balance sheet. Upon graduation, many of the students will find it difficult to break even when they realize their life in agriculture and livestock will include the cost of land and labor, the debt involved in production, and the unlikelihood of income from a hotel on their hectares. Nonetheless, the graduates indeed have accumulated a huge amount of experiential learning that will point them either towards or away from a future career on the land. This is Wade Bransky. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.